Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the CL Educates Limited's Q2 FY18 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Ms. Ruchika Gupta from CL Educates Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Janice. Good afternoon, everyone. It is a pleasure to welcome you all to CL Educates Q2 FY18 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. Satya Narayanan R., the Chairman and Executive Director, Mr. Nikhil Mahajan, Executive Director and Group CEO for the enterprise business, and Mr. Sudhir Bhargav, the CFO. The management will open the call with quarterly update, followed by a short business review and touch on the future growth strategies for the company. After the opening remarks, we will open the call for questions. Before we begin, please note that some statements in today's call may be forward-looking, and the actual results may be materially different from these forward-looking statements. The information provided on the call is as of date, and the company undertakes no obligation to update that information subsequently. With that said, I will now hand over the call to Satya for his opening remarks.
Thank you, Ruchika. A warm welcome to all of you who have logged into the call. As all of us are aware, it's early days for us as a listed entity, and given that a few of you might be logging in for the first time, I'll take a minute or two to broadly give the construct of our business before going into the specific details of the quarter and H1. As you know, our core business is constructed as two verticals. There is a consumer business vertical, which includes test prep and publishing, which is headed by Gautam Puri, and the second is the enterprise business, which includes corporates as well as universities and institutions, which is headed by Nikhil Mahajan. The consumer test prep business in the last two quarters has also included a couple of acquisitions that we have done, including E10 for IAS and Chartered Accountancy, and VistaMind, which is a small MBA player, which is now integrated into CL. Under the enterprise segment, on the other hand, we have services to corporates, universities, and institutions under the brands of Keystone, which does corporate services, Achendre, which does research services for both corporates and institutions, and CL Media, which does brand and marketing for universities. We request you, if possible, to download or refer to the investor presentation uploaded on our website. Hope some of you had time to go through that. Let me now touch upon the financials for the quarter and for the half-year. The total income was 77.2 crores during the quarter under review, as compared to 78.1 crore during the corresponding quarter. This reflects a drop of about 1% on a corresponding period basis. The company reported an EBITDA of 10.4 crores, which is a 14.5% of operating revenue in Q2 FY18, as compared to EBITDA of 13.9, which is 18.4% in Q2 of FY17. The net profit stood at 4.6 crores in Q2 of 18 against the 7.3 of Q2 of 17. It is appropriate for me to make a couple of observations here before I move to the half-year. The E10, CA, and civil services and VistaMind expenses depressed profits by about 2.5 crores. The manpower building services for the next 24, the manpower for building the business for next 24 months, which included addition of senior members in couple of businesses, has also increased cost by about a crore. Another important aspect, maybe I will touch upon it a little later, but just to allude to it, there is an impact of deferred revenues adding up to almost 4 crores, which also has affected profits in this period that we are in discussion in. For the half year ending September 30th, the total income was 152.6 crores as compared to 151.8, which is a marginal growth of 0.6%, and the EBITDA of 16.95 vis-a-vis 22.5 for the corresponding period last year. So on an overall basis for H1 FY18, the net profit stands at 7.8 crores versus 11.2 during the corresponding period in the previous year. As shared, some of these declines in profits are due to higher costs from the E10 IAS, CA and Vistamind acquisitions, both of which added up to the figures that I shared earlier. Some important operating highlights. Our test prep centers on the consumer side have grown from 155 locations to 200 locations by September 17, which includes about 45 new centers of IAS and CA under the E10 brand. Total test prep student enrollments stands at 53,800 at the end of half year of this year, vis-a-vis 53,800 last year, which looks like 50,700 this year. That is a decline of about 5,000, out of which a decline of about 5,000 numbers is coming from deferred banking and SSC products examinations in this financial year. Overall, in terms of billings, our numbers are higher by 12% in the consumer test prep business. However, revenue recognition under Ind AS gets deferred, and therefore we have a higher deferred revenue as of September 30th of 17 at rupees 10 crores vis-a-vis 6 crores last year. This will translate into revenue by end of the year, and our estimate is that nearly 60% of the same would flow into profits. If we consider these deferred and recomputed profits at the consolidated level, the drop in profits are relatively lower, that is from 12 to 10 versus 11 to 8 in the reported numbers. In our publishing business, we've added titles for civil services products and also new titles on our own. For example, as you might be aware, class 10th board exams have been introduced in CBSE, and we have added the sample papers from the previous boards. All of these give us a new opportunity to be tapped over the next couple of years. You will recall that enterprise business suffered in Q1 since clients withheld expenses waiting for the GST to stabilize. Some of the demand is back for the billings and integrated marketing services, where the corporates declined by about 9% in H1 over H1 of last year. On the other hand, the institutional business has grown by about 97% for the corresponding period, though that is also partly attributable to a small base that we had in research business last year. A couple of other updates before I open it up for questions. Post September 30th, we have acquired 50.7% in IceGate, which is a services company providing coaching for GATE. GATE is Graduate Aptitude Test in Engineering and related exams. That is an exam that students would take to get into many PSU jobs, or to do M.Tech at the leading engineering colleges, including IITs. For this transaction, we have paid rupees 6.23 crores. As per our understanding, we'll increase our stake to 65% for an additional amount of up to 1.77 crores in cash over the next 27 months, and the remaining 35% will be acquired within 5 years. This acquisition will complement existing publication business as well as add a very important product to our test prep portfolio. The other important point for me to update you with is that the enterprise business is gradually scaling up, having witnessed a dip in Q1 mainly due to GST rollout. The research services, while being small, are scaling up very well, and we remain committed to this segment. In line with this enterprise business, our annual conference called Melting Pot 2020, the second edition of that was held last week, and it had a much wider participation this year from academia and industry at about 550 delegates who are all key decision makers in these two segments, vis-a-vis about 300 last year. You are aware that our K2 school asset sale, a part of it has been executed. The other part of realization of money that is taking a little longer than envisaged, this is an update that I thought I will make a mention of. In the occasional business, as you are aware, we have exited building business there over the last 12 to 18 months. We are focused on the job of collections. We received 3.2 crores from the government of UP last quarter, and we expect some more inflows from the other governments before March 2018. That brings me to the update. I will pause here for a moment and take calls from you. As Ruchika mentioned, I have Nikhil here, who heads our enterprise business, and Sudhir, who is the CFO, and anything on the test prep, I will field questions as Gautam Puri, the head of test prep business, is not here with us today.
Thank you very much. We will now begin with the question answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. A reminder to all the participants in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. A reminder to all the participants present in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the first question from the line of Ankit Pandey from Quant Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. My question would be just to understand your basic outlook for the various segments that we're in. I think from what I understand, you know, your enterprise business is something that you're looking forward to, as is your publishing business, so, or maybe your research business. So could you just give me a brief overview of the sort of strategic strongholds that we're excited about in our overall piece, and where do we stand with respect to the life cycle of investment?
Ankit, thanks for the question. I'll cover briefly both the arms, the consumer test prep as well as the enterprise, and maybe Nikhil can chip in with a point or two that he may want to add. See, the I think the perspective quite clearly I would take is a 18 to 24 month perspective for a lot of investments and initiatives that we are doing to come good. If I were to give you a sense, the MBA and the law test prep businesses, they are a 65 crore and a 45 crore kind of a product numbers for us. And these two segments have a denominator of career aspirants of 200,000 and 50,000 only. Okay? So just look at it from a perspective of a 200,000 aspirant segment gives us a 60-65 crores of revenue, and a 50,000 people as the student aspirant segment of law entrance gives us a 40-45 crores of revenue. The rest of the segments are relatively new to us, and those segments are anywhere from 2 times to 5 times the size of the MBA segment. And given that, as I've shared in my roadshows with many of you, the knowledge segment of test prep also needs a new delivery model, which is what we got in when we acquired Eaton. And those segments can be significantly large in a couple of seasons, adding very profitable growth in a negative capital deployment way. By that, what I mean is it's going to be significantly business partner delivered model, where a franchisee steps in and builds the business the way we have grown the MBA and law over the last 10 years. So that's a little bit of my view of a 18 to 24 month period on the test prep. On the enterprise side, Keystone has a very good hold in the corporate marketing services business that it has been in for long. The research services and the 361 DM investment that we have made, which gives us a chance to go and have a wallet share from the HR heads on learning and development, this will perhaps begin to gather momentum in 2 to 3 quarters. The investments needed for all of that has been underway for the last 2 quarters, and we hope that this part also will show a healthy growth. I'll pause for a moment and let Nikhil chip in with a point or two.
Can I just put in a couple of follow-ups just before that? You did mention something on the test website that sort of I need to understand a little bit better. You did say that there are other segments that are, you know, 2 to 5 times NDA segment is pretty large. Would that entail a lot more investments? And with that, I would also like to get some clarification on the new test center that will open around 45 odd to 200 plus. Are they sort of owned or have they been taken on lease?
All of these centers are in the business partner model, as we call it in our internal parlance, Ankit. It means it's a franchisee center. Which means a franchisee who's appointed by us, he sets it up, he's trained and certified to do business for us, and in this knowledge products, almost all of the delivery also is happening from a bunch of central studios that we have in a couple of cities. So there is no capital investment that goes into establishing new centers. The effort goes into creating the brand campaign, and then the network team that goes and recruits the franchisees for growth.
Right. And just the other part, the other segments that you mentioned apart from MBA, would they require a newer investment or something on the horizon, do you think?
No, even they don't need. I think the investments that are needed would only be on the brand campaign or the franchisee recruitment campaign. It would be in the order of 2 to 3 to 4 crores of investments. There is no investment in capital, in land, or in owning the centers. None of those. And when I was explaining earlier, I was talking about the newer products and not MBA and law, because we have practically covered all the centers where MBA and law aspirants go and seek test prep support for.
Right. Okay, please carry on. I think Nikhil goes on to something.
Yeah, maybe Nikhil can make a little bit of an explanation on the melting pot as an initiative.
Okay. See, this year was the second edition of melting pot. Last year, when we first started it off, we had about 250 delegates. This year, we scaled it up reasonably with about 550 delegates from about 450 organizations, almost evenly split between academia and institutions, and the product showcasing, the new innovations, which some of the last year's activities in colleges and universities were showcased, has envisioned good interest, and we see a healthy pipeline of interest from both academic institutions as well as corporates for the coming 3 to 4 quarters, and we are extremely positive of that translating into a steady and reoccurring source of revenues in the coming years. That was one. The other thing in the enterprise business was that in the corporate space, we have done 2 significant activities in the last quarter or so. One, we have added one more business segment called Youth, because in leverage with CL Educate, Keystone has been doing a lot of activities for corporates targeting the youth between the age of 15 to 22. And in order to be enabled to harness corporate expenses in that targeted towards that segment, we have decided to create a dedicated focus segment. And second, we set up our Keystone International Operation at Singapore last year. In H1 last year, we had done a revenue of about $100,000. This year, that has scaled up 6 times to about 750,000 dollars in the first 6 months. And we expect this trend to continue in the second half. International operations gives us 2 critical leverages, since a significant part of delivery is based out of India. We are able to earn higher margins, and in line of that, we are putting more energies and resources in penetrating our international operations for corporate services, with adding up another operation based out of Dubai to cater to the Middle East markets, besides expanding the Singapore operation to cater to Southeast Asia, predominantly Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam, and those markets.
Mr. Pandey, do you have another question?
Yeah, sure. No, I'd just like to follow up with a couple of numericals. If you could give me the market share that you may track in some of the test prep segments, and also a question for Sudhir. Nice to get in touch with you again, Sudhir. But if you can just give me some color on the other income this quarter. It was, I think, quite a bit of a jump from 3.2 crores in last quarter to 4.5 crores. And also the other expenses jump of about 30% YOY. And what does that basically come from?
So other income is because of the IPO proceeds that came into the company end of March and the FDs made thereon. So as those FDs are utilized, this would taper out. Other expenses, you know, are unallocatable, mainly pertain to increase in certain corporate level kind of expenses.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
And something else you had asked.
Market share, if you could just give me a...
So in our August 17 presentation, if I remember the slide right, on slide 14, you will get an idea of the number of people who write that exam and, you know, the numbers that are with us.
Right, fine. I'll take it up from there. Thank you so much. Thank you so much and all the best.
So not all of them would be... sorry, that slide is 24. in the August 17 investor presentation. So, for example, the MBA, you know, test is written by approximately 2.5 lakh students. And last financial year, about 36,000 were availed our services either through classrooms or mock tests or both. Similarly, for other segments, we have given these numbers. In law, we clearly are the leaders. In MBA, possibly number two and trying to get to number one.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants present in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star then one.
I'll chip in with the question here. This is Devaka Pichle. I think the question I had for the management was more from a focus of, you know, kind of restructuring, consolidation and realignment being done in the business. So my question to Satya is, you know, what are those key areas that you're actually focusing on to kind of, you know, get the efficiencies in the system? What are those strategies that you're taking? And how do you see this panning out over the next 12 to 24 months?
Thank you, Divakar. I think taking exactly the couple of dimensions that you mentioned, you know, on the consolidation side, one significant release has been that of the management bandwidth after the divestment in the K-12 business, and all those senior resources are now reallocated to either enterprise or consumer business. And we believe that that will pay off well over the next few quarters. The other significant realignment, even within, again staying within the management realignment, is, as you're aware, Sudhir has joined us and he now anchors the CFO's role, and Nikhil has moved into the, as a full-time CEO of our enterprise business. So the exiting of the asset-heavy businesses has not only given us a chance of looking at capital getting released over the next few quarters, but also release the management bandwidth to focus on two business lines that we think we have enough on our plate for the next 3 years. That is enterprise and consumer. Within the consumer business, again, just maybe I'm repeating myself, but it might be useful, with the addition of IAS, CA, and GATE, and the addition of the backbone of Eaton delivery platform, we now have a very large pool of customers to go and fetch by increasing our market share. And if I were to just connect with a point, question that Ankit asked a little while ago and Sudhir responded to, in MBA or law, out of any test prep segment, it perhaps is a broad thumb rule that about half of them come for coaching, and which means in a 1.2 lakh coaching seekers for MBA, we have a 35,000 students, which you can call it as a 22, 23, 25% kind of a market share. Whereas if you take an engineering, GATE, IAS, we would be perhaps very early single digits. So there is a growth to grow that percentage by 4 or 5 times if we kind of execute that well over the next couple of years.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants present in the conference, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. A reminder to the participants again, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star then one. Well, that would be the last question for today. I now hand the floor over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you, Janice. Thank you very much, all of you, for joining us at this call. You all are aware of our coordinates. If there are any more queries, you could address it to us and we'll be happy to respond to those. As mentioned by Ruchika, this presentation is already uploaded and it's available to you. Thank you very much, Janice. Thank you, everybody. I will call for a closure of this call.
Sure. Thank you very much. Well, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of CL Educate Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.